Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We're with Helena Wolf-Bay, and we are talking about her work in the field of telepathy. Let's talk about the dream telepathy you were mentioning. What is that?
So I described an experiment in the laboratory where the participant was getting mental impressions from the researcher, and this is while they are awake. So there's also a paradigm where the participant's actually asleep. So they're receiving these impressions during their dream state.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know. And we found from over 50 years of these studies, that the participants could accurately identify the mental target that the researcher was projecting, if you will, through intention, and that this was happened more often than what would be expected by chance. So this is incredibly fascinating. We've also done some work about people's specific signatures for how they do this channeling abilities, and one of those 12 characteristics of the signature that we found was around dreams, that some people actually pick up this psychic or channeling type information when they're asleep. And that makes sense because their personality, their ego's conscious self is not in the way. So they're in this very relaxed state, and these subconscious, unconscious impressions might rise to the surface more easily than if they're awake and they're judging or criticizing or busy with their daily life.
Now, also, you have looked at studies in laboratories versus experiences in real life. How did they compare?
So what's fascinating, I've shared some of these laboratory studies, and we clearly see that we see this beyond chance, but people, you know, obviously don't participate in laboratory studies all the time. They experience it in daily life. And so one very common experience of telepathy in daily life has to do with the telephone. So how many of you listeners have actually heard your phone ringing, and before looking at your caller ID, you get an impression, oh, it's mom, or oh, it's, you know, friend so-and-so, and then you look at your phone and you're like, oh, wow, I was right. This is an incredibly common experience, and our IONS fellow, Rupert Sheldrake, has been studying this for a very long time, and we are currently running a study to replicate his studies and delve a little bit deeper into how telepathy works through telephone telepathy. One thing about telepathy is we're not exactly sure all the nuances of how it works, but we're pretty clear about how it doesn't work. So in the movies, you know, you imagine that, you know, they show some, you know, something shooting out of someone's eyes or seeing this mental image being zapped to the next person.
Yeah, or a like beam of light signal. Hitting them in the head or something.
Exactly, like it's a signal that's traveling from one mind to another mind. But telepathy likely doesn't work like that because we know that people can get telepathic information instantaneously and from the future and from great distances. And if it was a signal or a force, it would take time to travel that distance. So it doesn't take that any time for that message from my cousin to reach me. It's just instantaneously. So more and more researchers are arguing that consciousness is fundamental and thus non-local. So it transcends time and space, and we can get these mental impressions outside of kind of this traditional linear or spatial construct.
Alene, give us an example of telephone telepathy.
So, like I mentioned, you know, the phone rings and I see an image of my mom. Actually, this happens all the time because my mom and I are quite close, and I'll say, okay, that's mom calling, and I'll look at my phone and say, oh, there's mom. So it's this experience of knowing who is calling you or thinking of someone,
mm-hmm.
and then the phone rings, and you're like, oh, wow, I was just thinking of you, and they just called you. So people experience this is a very, very common experience. If we did a poll of your audience, you know, I'd say at least half of them probably had some type of experience like this.
See, I think the human body is like Wi-Fi, and it's connected with everything. You know, and you're connected, I'm connected, we're all part of it. And when it crosses with telepathy, it merges, and it's just a communication device.
Right. So we're all interconnected. And so what we're really curious about is what makes that stronger in some people and some situations than others. So why doesn't telephone telepathy happen all the time? We saw from Rupert Sheldrake's and his colleagues' studies that it was definitely beyond what we would expect by chance. Like people were definitely able to guess who was calling them in these structured experiments. And so are there other nuances that we can tease apart for how telephone telepathy works? So we're running a study right now that's looking at genetics. So
tell me about Tell us about that.
Yeah, so does my genetic relationship influence how correct I am on guessing who's calling me? So is it stronger with my mom versus my, you know, stepmom, who I don't have a biological connection to versus a biological connection? The other factor we're looking at is physical distance. So does it matter if the person's 3,000 miles away versus 10 miles away?
I don't think space has anything to do with it. Do you?
I don't either, and we're hypothesizing that the physical distance is not going to make a difference.
Because Edgar tried some experiments while he was in his Apollo 14 capsule coming back from the moon, and he was like 200,000 miles away.
That's right, and we see that over and over again in various psi channeling studies, is that distance doesn't matter. It really doesn't. You know, you can remote view something that's thousands of miles away just as well as you can remote view something that's very near to you.
Is it the same when you're listening to the radio and let's say you have a music station on and you're thinking about a specific song and all of a sudden they play it?
Yes. So that's a great question. And is that knowing the future? Or is that your consciousness somehow influencing the radio station to play
Good point.
What you want to hear?
You've somehow keyed into the disc jockey, and he's thinking about the same song because of you.
Exactly. So the other factor we're looking at, you mentioned connectedness. So we're also looking at emotional closeness. So the participants are going to be rating how emotionally close they feel to the others. So we can see if that makes a difference. If there's someone, you know, my lover who I just met, who I'm really in love with, is it going to be easier to know when they're calling me versus someone I don't feel that connected to?
I would tend to say, based on experience, that the more you know someone, the more tuned in each other might be.
Yes, that is what we're hypothesizing as well. And that's what Rupert saw in his early studies, was that people who were emotionally closer to each other were more accurate in knowing that they were calling. So we're expecting that we're going to see that again.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm going to do a quick experiment with you, Helena. Ready?
Okay.
Between 1 and 10, I'm going to send you a number in your head, and you tell me what it is. I've written it down, and I'm going to show it to Danny, my engineer board op. He sees the number, and I'm going to send it to you. When you tell me your mind is clear, I'll send it to you, okay?
Okay.
Totally clear, and I will send it to you.
Clear.
Okay, I sent it. What's the number? Between 1 and 10, you have a 10% chance of getting it right.
3.
It was 8.
Same shape.
Very close.
Yeah.
Now, did you think 8 at all?
I saw the shape of a 3. But who knows? Maybe the other half.
Well, it's interesting because as I made the 8, I did the 3 part first.
Okay.
That is, but that's a form of telepathy, what we just tried, isn't it?
That's exactly. That is a telepathy experiment. And so if we were in the lab, we would just repeat that over and over and over again. Let's say we did 100 trials like that. We would expect, if telepathy didn't exist, that we would get a 50-50 chance of getting those trials right. But if telepathy was at play, we'd get more than 50 trials right.
What kind of science is studying this right now, and who's doing it?
As far as I know, this is the only study that's happening currently. Like I said, Rupert Sheldrake and his colleagues have done a number of studies, and Rupert
is a great guy. I think we almost lost him.
I'm sorry?
We almost lost him.
Yeah, so we have a telephone telepathy. He's doing one, and we're also doing one. And ours is a little bit different because we have a couple of different aspects that we're looking at that he's not looking at. The 4 that I was talking about, I didn't mention the last one, which is communication frequency. So, you know, I talk to my mom pretty regularly, so that would have a high communication frequency score, whereas, you know, my best friend from elementary school, I talk to every few months. So that would have a lower communication frequency score. So those four pieces, the genetics, the physical distance, the emotional closeness, and the communication frequency, are the different factors that we're looking at to see if they influence how accurate people are with this telephone telepathy study.
And so other than the telepathy, mm-hmm. what would you say the usefulness is of telepathy? I mean, beyond the novelty of, hey, that's pretty cool, what's the usefulness? How do you use it practically?
Well, imagine us as humans evolutionarily, how useful that could be. Before, you know, GPS and telephones and computers, if you could tune into the next village over without needing to go there, that would take you a week to be able to communicate a message. And maybe people in that village were much more sensitive than others, and they were the human telephones, if you will, to be able to communicate messages. It makes sense that humans would develop such a capacity to be able to connect with each other across time and space. Now, you're asking, well, okay, that sounds great evolutionarily, but what about right now? Imagine, you know, we're so tied to our devices. What if we could strengthen that intuitive capacity to be able to connect with others in a different way, to be able to connect in that emotional way? What if my phone dies and I need to get a message to someone? Or, you know, mothers talk about this with their children, like they just instantly know if their children are in danger.
They have that sense. Animals do too.
Exactly. There's many, many studies that Rupert also has done with animals, you know, knowing when they're owners are in danger and running miles to go help them. It's quite fascinating. So when you say, how could we apply this? I think we are already intrinsically using telepathy without necessarily being aware or conscious of it, that humans just kind of do this naturally as a way to connect with each other. And if we bring awareness and intention to it, we might be able to become conscious of it and to use it to support ourselves and to support our connections with others.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.